Alrighty, so we're going on to the Tosas here. Top Tosas. So the Gemara wants to know. Gemara wants to know if the Gemara is a limud, the shkaga problem is it. Yechayev, if you kill the shogeg, what daf zayinam abes. Top Tosas.
Pshita.
Okay. Yeah. So it says Yechayiv if you kill a shogeg, but not be mezid b'shkaga. The word b'shkaga excludes mezid. It says you're not chayiv if you kill the mezid. So the Gemara says be mezid. Of course you're not chayiv because you're bar kedala. They'll kill you. You're not going to go to galus. The bez is going to kill you, right? So obviously you don't need a lima to teach me if you kill the mezid, you're excluded from galus, right? So Tosas asks a good question. He says Tema. So maybe it means if you kill the mezid without hasra, without being warned, because Allah says if you kill the mezid without being warned, Bezin can't kill you, Bezin doesn't kill you unless you had a warning. So maybe that's what it's excluding. Maybe Bishgaga is excluding the case of a person who kills the mezid without hasra. Right? But the Gemara doesn't take that up. The Gemara moves on to say, no, it's talking about a guy who says, who thinks it's mutter to kill. But that's already a strange case. Simple pshat is, it says mezid. Mezid means mezid. And the Gemara only attacks it because saying is if he's clearly did have a mezid, he's going to be killed by the court. So maybe it's a case where he's not killed by the court, where he wasn't warned. But the Gemara, for some reason, bypasses that. Doesn't give that possibility. Okay? So that's Tosas Kasha. Why is it that the Gemara doesn't consider the possibility that you're going to go to Gaulas for killing the mezid without warning? Okay? Right. So what would you say about that? Before we look at Tosas' answer, is that, what do you think is a good kasha? Or would that be, how would that play out? I mean, you might think that you get a galus for killing the mezid, that's wrong. But exactly, something was bothering Gil is the problem, is that it seems crazy to say you go to galus for killing the mezid, because galus is for shogig. Right? I mean, like, you'll say, well, that's what you have to teach me, but it just doesn't sound like, what's Gullus for? Gullus isn't for murderers. Now, he wasn't warned. Okay, fine, he wasn't warned, so we're not going to kill him. But it's just like hard to see why there's even a Havamina that you'd go to Gullus. Like, how would you explain Gullus? Who goes to Gullus? Either if you kill the Shogig or if you kill the Mezer or the Hasra, like, what's the unifying feature of those two things? They're two totally different guys. So it seems to be like a funny Havamina to even entertain that possibility. To say that the guy can go to Gullus for that?
They were ignorant.
Who didn't know? Who? The Gemara didn't know? Or the guy didn't know?
No,
then it's shogeg. I mean, I think it's saying is if we know the guy was mazed, it's just that he wasn't warned. So we're not saying is that he was shogeg. He's mazed. But it's just they don't warn him, technically speaking. You can't get a guy unless you mamish warn him and he says, I don't care, I'm doing it anyways. So, but let's say you know he's mazed. He's taking a gun. He's only shooting a guy, I'm going to kill you. He's running after him. And they just didn't get a chance to warn.
Wait, I have a question.
I think Tosas is doing from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, it's Bishkaga teaches you that you don't go to Galus if you're mazid. So the Gemara says, mazid? But if you did have a mazid, then you're a bar katala. Bez is going to kill you. But it shouldn't have asked that. It should have just said, if you're mazid, then you're mazid. Obviously, you don't go to Galus for mazid. How could you understand? How could you say you go to Galus for mazid? Mazid is mazid. But you see, it's saying is, no, in theory, the Gemara had no problem of saying you go to Galus for mazid. The only problem is Bez is going to kill you first. So that's what Tosa says, oh, so then maybe it's talking about mazid where you didn't have a straw. So then Bez is not going to kill you, so maybe that's what you got to Gullus for. Mm-hmm. Right? But I'm just saying is like, what would be the svara of what Gullus is for? It would seem to be that you should do some unified theory. To say that Gullus is for a guy who kills Bishogeg and the guy who kills Bemezid without Hasra, it would seem to be like, all of a sudden you don't have an idea about what Gullus is anymore. Okay? Well, so we're going to have to think about that, but I'm just asking a question on Tosas Havamina. But let's read Tosas further. But that's going to be a problem. That's what we're going to have to understand. So Tosas, but for Tosas, that's Akasha. How do you know? Maybe that's what it's teaching you. Maybe it's that's what it's teaching you. Don't go to Gullus for that. So Yishlomar, the Hanami Nafkon, Mimli Das. Dikam Mimli Das. You say, Rasayna Hanami. Really, you would have to learn that out. But there's a different limit which teaches you that. There's a different limit which teaches you that. So really, I would think that. But this Gemara isn't dealing with that because the Gemara already knew that. So there's a different limit for that. Okay, so that's basically just answering, really, it is a good Havamina. You know, it's just that it's not, it's somewhere else. Okay? Yishal Odi Yishalomar, the Hanami Pshita Dlo Yegla. That's all Pasha. That's also Pasha that you don't go to Galus. Tal Karcha Krav Lo Maskavinari, Mindikasavusti Lo Sone. He says, no, we know it's Pasha that is talking about where you didn't do it on purpose. Because the Pasuk says that it's an open Pasuk that you don't go to Galus if you hate the, if you hated the guy. Why? Because if you hated the guy, then we assume you did it on purpose. Now, if it were possible that you go to Galus even if you did it b'mezid, right? If you did b'mezid that asras, then why is the Pasuk saying you don't hate the guy? Right? So obviously, you get deduce from the Pasuk that it's not true. That that if you do it on purpose, you don't go to Galus. Right? So, fine. So there can't be. So therefore, it's not even a possibility. So I wasn't even entertaining that. Okay, the point is that Tosus is saying both of his answers are basically saying is, no, there's a lima to the contrary. You can't say that that's the case, that you go to Galus for a mezid without Asra, because we know from a limud or from the Pasuk, or somehow from the Pasuk. But you see, conceptually, Tosus really could have, was willing to entertain that you go to Galus for a killer mezid without Asra. And there was, you need to tell something to teach me that that's not the case. That is only for a shogig, not for mezid without Asra. So my question is could we explain what's that Havminos Maskana? I mean, specifically the Havmin is difficult, but why would I think you do go to Galus for that? How could you explain you go to Galus for killing Shogig or for Mezid without Asra? They seem to be totally different things. And then once we understand that, then we say, well, then is the Maskana that, no, you only go to Galus if it's really Shogig. Because I think you understand good, but I just have to defend it a little bit. So here's just a way of thinking of it. If you hear, the first time you hear that a guy who kills Karov Lemezid, let's say Karov Lemezid, okay, he's too negligent. It's not really Shogig, but he's like negligent. And you say that guy gets off the hook. Right? And there's a guy who kills with a Shogig, pure Shogig, that guy goes to Galus. But the guy who kills recklessly, that guy is not killed because it's not Mezid, but he's not going to Galus, right? So what do you think about that? That sounds funny, right? Right? You say, what, we're just going to let the guy go free?
Yeah.
Let him go. Right? It's like strange, right? It's bothersome, right? They would never fly around here, right? In our neck of the woods, right? See, because the way we think of these things in our Miklat, or like jail, what's jail for?
So it's supposed to be a rehabilitation.
Okay, that's correct. One thing.
That's, I'm saying that's like what their whole,
yeah,
like,
okay, fine. That's their selling thing. But like, what's it primarily?
Place to keep
it's to keep society. I mean, you just can't let killers on the streets. Right now, you have to justify locking them up, so we say, you know, rehabilitation and all that, or, you know, that's probably, you know, not to knock it, it's, you know, I'm sure that's part of it, but like, in a certain sense, a major idea of jail is like, listen, you cannot let them in society. We can't let killers on the streets. And there's such a thing as a killer vis-a-vis society. So what does society do to killers? So it depends. If they're mazed, mamish, terrible murder, you know, that's a little deal, we kill them. But there is such a thing as a murderer who we can't kill, who's not bad enough to kill. But at the same time, we can't allow him on the streets, so we put him in our mikla. So you'll say, what's in common between them? In terms of themselves, nothing. As chotem, nothing really. They're totally different types of chotem, of sinners. One's a shogeg sinner, one's a mezid sinner. They're not really the same. But that's not the framework of Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat, according to the Havamina, is a mechanism set up to protect society from murderers. Murderers can't be on the streets, and if a guy's a murderer, then he's either killed or he goes to Ari Miklat. Okay? He's either killed or he goes to Ari Miklat. So there's nothing, what's common to them? The common to them is this, they're murderers, and society can't have murderers. And they both, in that regard, they both don't belong on the streets. Of course, a guy who's mazed, and a guy's shogeg doesn't belong on the streets, certainly a guy's mazed doesn't belong on the streets, and that's what I'm making this for. Right? Kamash Malon is teaching you, no, that's not the concept of Ari Miklat. Ari Miklat is like, and this is, I guess, the other side, another part of jail, is the idea of reforming a person. Ari Miklat is a machaper, it's an onesh. It's a punishment for a guy, and a punishment is a machaper. And a punishment has to fit the crime. And a punishment has to fit the crime. You can't have the same punishment fit a crime of shogeg and a crime of mezid. Those are two totally different crimes. So if you look at it as an onesh to the sinner, so then you say, what kind of sinner? If it's for shogeg, then obviously a mezid guy doesn't belong here. It's not for a mezid guy. What do you do about a mezid guy on the street? I don't know, you have to deal with that some other way. Let the Gaul Adam, the relative kill him, the Bezin's gonna have to lock him, whatever they'll do. I don't know, something else. But Shogeg, but Golos is not a jail. That's what I'm saying. You would have thought Shogeg is just a jail, and the function of Golos is a societal function. From Ashramon, the function of Golos is not a societal function, it's an Onesh function. It's not a protecting the society. I mean, that also has a societal impact, but it's not essentially protecting the society. It's essentially a punishment for a sinner. It's a type of an Onesh. And in the framework of Onesh, you can't shove together these two things because they're totally different. But that's what it's teaching you. But that's what, how do you know that? That's what I'm saying. How do you know that? When the Gemara says, Bishkaga problem is it, maybe that's what it's excluding. Why is the Gemara just assuming that that's not, maybe it's talking about a Mazed guy who's a Dernavasra. And that's what it's teaching you. I mean, that it's mamish for a Shogeg. Positively a Shogeg. A guy who's really a Shogeg. It's for a profile of a sinner, of a Shogeg killer. Why did the Gemara bypass that possibility? So Tos says, no, it didn't. It really wanted it out through some other way. You know? It's like, it's almost like it's simple. Because it's like, it's the way you would normally think of Ari Meklad until you already wise up and realize, you know, a little bit of Allah, because you realize it's not that. It's not jail. It's not just protecting society, but it's for a certain type of a guy, and it's, you know, Shemias HaNefesh, and it's a punishment, and it's a Mechaper. So we already know all that stuff, you know? But, like, you could have learned it as the Torah has to teach you that. I mean, the simplest idea you come up with of Ari Meklad is an idea, is that there's getting murders off the streets. And then it doesn't matter that they're different. It doesn't really matter that they're very different as sinners. Insofar as society, it's not very different. As far as society, it's people who have blood on their hands, and we got to get rid of them. We can't let them be on the streets. People who are aggressive, are reckless with human life, and if you don't care for human life, then you can't be on the streets. It's like, you know, the way you were bothered, like, how could you possibly unify them? I'm saying is, in the framework in which you're naturally looking at it, of Onesh, you can't. What you have to do is you have to shift frameworks. And then, in that other framework of society and of protecting society from these guys, then you know whatever. Of course, they're very similar, you know. The example of Sfar is like, as the question is saying, how could you possibly unify them? They're two totally different kinds of guys. But there's like an unstated premise, which is uninvestigated, unstated, you don't even know you'd make this premise, that Ari Miklat is for the guy. And you say, how could this Gavro, these are two totally different kinds of guys. So how could you possibly unify these two kinds of guys? But the answer is that that's a bad premise. It's a question, that premise. And if you realize, if you become totally frustrated in realizing that that premise is off, and that really it's not for the guy, and there's another way to look at it, so then you could say, oh, so in the other framework, maybe they are unifiable. You know what I mean? But it's like you realize that by getting frustrated. But when you think about it enough and you come to the conclusion you can't really unify them in the framework of the guy, you have to then say, you try, but then you say, wait, this isn't working. And they say, well, maybe there's another framework. Maybe I have a wrong premise. I'm looking at it from a certain perspective, but I have to change that premise, and then maybe we'll open it up. You know, so it's like, it's a good example of a lot of svara is unlearning. It's like unlearning false premises. Because a lot of questions are based upon false premises. And you have to, like, which you just naturally assume certain things based on whatever. It makes sense of things and based on other knowledge and whatever. So, like, a lot of, a lot of ideas or answers are based upon, you know, like, undoing those types of things. And rediscovering where your premises are and where the problems emerge from. Yeah. Havamina. It wasn't really a backupara. I mean, I don't know, maybe there would be some dimension, but essentially Ari Miklat was not kapara. Essentially Ari Miklat was an institution of getting the guy off the street. What about his kapara? I don't know, I'll have to do tshuva. I'll work that out with between him and God. And that's not what Ari Miklat's about. It's not about that. It's about a guy. Society can't have these guys, and you have to basically get them off the streets. So it's not about an owner. It's not a punishment to the guy, as much as, and giving him a reform, a kapara, as much as it's an idea, society has to deal with these guys, and they have to get them off the streets. And whatever, the guy, what's going to happen to him, I don't know, whatever, we have to first deal with getting a safe society, we'll deal with the guy afterwards, so if there's not, whatever. It's not about punishing the person, it's about the society. But the answer to Maskana is no, it's about a punishment to the person, and therefore it has to be tailor-made to the person. You can't just lump together two different kinds of people, which are totally different kinds of guys. You know. Mm-hmm. Let's just see what the next problem is, and I guess we'll probably take it up next time. As Gemara says, Bivli das. Pasuk says, if you kill someone, bivli das, without das, without knowledge. So what's that excluding? There's a lot of extra words in the pasuk, so each one is excluding something.
Where are we?
Bivli das, beginning of the line, 10th line on Zion, where's that? Approximately 10th line.
Okay.
Bivli das, problem is skave. It comes to exclude a guy who kills intentionally. Miskave. So the Gemara asks an obvious question. Miskave, Mshita, Barkatala, who? We ran through this. If he kills Miskave, and of course he's Barkatala, maybe he's killed. So Maraba, problem Miskave, Laragas, Abahima, Vargas Adam. Lakusi, Vargas Yisrael, and Nafel, Vargas Kayama. No, it excludes someone who intended to kill an animal and they, by accident he killed a person. He intended to kill a guy and he killed a Jew. He intended to kill a person who, like a stillborn, a baby who is like gonna die, and he kills like a bank animal, like a regular person. So you would think that that's such a person is chayav galus. Come on, Shmuel teaches you no. He's not. The question is like this. The question is, so why would I think, okay, if you're trying to kill an animal and you kill a person, so wouldn't you say that's shogeg? Right? Take an animal. Right? Why not? I'm shogeg. I also tried to kill a guy. I was hunting. Hunting a deer or whatever, and I killed a person. So isn't that shogeg?
Should have been. He should have been more careful.
Yeah, but he was. It's true, he should have. True, but still he's shogeg.
He's doing his roller, then he should have been more careful.
What?
If he's doing his roller thing.
Yeah, right, his roller, all these things should have been careful, but he's there, he read them, whatever, you know. So the Havamino is, he would be, but it's a special limud, it says, believably das. It means it excludes miskave. Okay, it excludes someone who kills intentionally. So intentionally means these cases. You intend to kill an animal, or you intend to kill a guy, or you intend to kill a dead man, someone who's like on his deathbed or something to that effect, and they fell, someone who's gonna die. So those cases, if you kill them, you wouldn't be chayav misa. Good question. It seems karev mezid, but well, all these things you could spin either way. But on the surface, they karev mezid because you're trying to kill. You know, you're in scavenging. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we'll try to do that. Okay. So again, it's